When you give a gift from L.L. Bean, you're giving favorites in the making designed with thoughtfulness and care. Like the popular made-to-do-it-all puffer blanket. Light, warm, packable, and in fun graphics. It's the perfect gift for campers, snugglers, fire pit storytellers, outdoor concert goers, and more. It even has snaps at the top so you can wear it like a cape. This holiday, find out why there's nothing like something from L.L. Bean. Shop the puffer blanket and more favorites at llbean.com/gifts.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, your professional services advisor, combining global perspective with local understanding. Visit forvismazars.ie.
And you're welcome back to The Last Word. It's Ian Guider sitting in for Matt today. We're going to spend the business news looking at a couple of issues facing TikTok because the social media giant is facing an investigation by the Irish media regulator, Comisión na Mban, into whether there were links between videos that were influencing election that weren't taken down. Andy O'Donoghue is with us. Andy, this relates to videos that were for the Romanian election, which has been annulled in recent weeks, but which the Irish media regulator now finds itself looking into. How?
Well, the reason that's happened is that Comisión na Mban have been attached to the European Commission proceedings against TikTok, Ian. And that's announced in a press release from the Commission today. These formal proceedings against TikTok have begun. And this is about a breach or a suspected breach of the Digital Service Act. The Digital Service Act, of course, is designed to primarily prevent illegal and harmful activities online and to tackle the spread of disinformation. And that's important to remember. And Ursula von der Leyen in a statement said that democracy must be protected from any kind of foreign interference because Ireland is TikTok's country of establishment in the EU. Like with Facebook and other tech giants, they tend to be involved in investigations of this type. And so this, in a way, rounds off not just a difficult year, but really a difficult few days for TikTok.
Yeah, and we'll get to that because it is facing a ban in the United States. And we'll get to that in just a moment, but it's been accused here of advertisements that were showing one candidate over another seem to be making their way into people's feeds in Romania, which is said to have influenced the election.
Yes, exactly. And so 12 days ago, the Commission issued a retention order to TikTok, and that's a very important part of this. And that ordered them to freeze and preserve data related to either actual or foreseeable risks that its service could pose on electoral processes and, in fact, they even said civic discourse in the EU. And so that is where it looks like this investigation will certainly begin. We don't know where it will end, and we actually don't know how long it will go on for, because the Commission can run these investigations for quite a long time. So these videos that may have promoted a candidate appear to be exactly what the Commission are going to look at, and the potential that there is disinformation part of this process, and with TikTok retaining and showing perhaps even how their algorithms work, that will be not only a really interesting sort of point for viewers of this, but it will also potentially maybe even have commercial impact on TikTok, because other social media sites will say, well, that's what they do. So it really is, we can't underestimate the scope of what this investigation may well impact for TikTok.
And as you said, this comes at a time when it is facing a ban in the United States. Tell us what's happening there.
Well, this is pretty remarkable, because on Monday, TikTok essentially made what is a last-ditch effort to continue operating in the United States, and they have asked the Supreme Court to at least temporarily block a law that was planned to force ByteDance, TikTok's China-based parent company, to sell the company, to divest the app itself. And that is due to come into force on January 19th, one day before Donald Trump takes office. And TikTok say that, you know, that what they will try to do is they will try to get this temporarily suspended. The next administration may be more sympathetic to their plight. They say that being off the air essentially for 3 months would lose them a huge amount of viewers, and they have roughly 170 million viewers or users in the United States, a significant part of the American population, and TikTok themselves say that they're a very important platform for social discourse. But just to hark back to the previous point, Ian, TikTok actually have about 150 million users in the EU. So these are comparable challenges that the company faces.
Yeah, and we're also seeing today as well that they're setting aside money for potential fines as well here.
They are. And so that's, you know, that's, I suppose, at the end of this. We don't know how long this will go on. And this is interesting because there's a lot of things we need to think about here. There have been there has been research done by an organization called Global Watch, and other people have written about TikTok and the ads and information that has been disseminated during elections. The retention order that TikTok was served with concerns national elections in the European Union between the 24th of November and the 31st of March,
which would also include the Irish general election.
I will be surprised if the Irish election is not mentioned, cited or quoted in the Commission's findings, Ian.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating few weeks for TikTok. As you said, that ban is due to come into effect January the 19th, just a day ahead of the inauguration of Donald Trump, who is now a convert to TikTok, even though during his time, Andy, what did he want to do?
He wanted to ban it, yes, indeed. So, however, he didn't use Twitter for a very long time, and now it turns out him and Elon Musk are best pals, so anything is possible.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word on Today FM.
When you give a gift from L.L. Bean, you're giving favorites in the making designed with thoughtfulness and care. Like the popular made-to-do-it-all puffer blanket. Light, warm, packable, and in fun graphics. It's the perfect gift for campers, snugglers, fire pit storytellers, outdoor concert goers, and more. It even has snaps at the top so you can wear it like a cape. This holiday, find out why there's nothing like something from L.L. Bean. Shop the puffer blanket and more favorites at llbean.com/gifts.